Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, somebody make some noise today. You know, every campus, you can be seated, every campus, you know, have their own singers, but how many of y'all think that is really early to go Danny Gokey level, like, stand in, how many of y'all like me and you sound great in the shower alone, in the, raise your hand, you know, I mean, I can be Celine Dion, I can be whatever, I mean, male, female, it doesn't matter. It's just good. This weekend, we're talking about standing in faith. And last weekend, Pastor Austin, if you weren't here, crushed it with slaying the giant of fear. Come on, give it up from a boy. Literally, I mean, he did it. He did so good. And we were talking about fear. And this week, we're going to talk about faith, which faith is what will kill fear. The thing I love about Danny Gokey, he's a dear friend of our family, and he was on Idol. And what I love about him is that he preaches in his songs, and I love that line where it says, this is how the blind man get their sight, this is how the dead men start to rise, this is how small things multiply, nothing's impossible, nothing's impossible, this is where oceans have to part, this is where light cuts through the dark, this is where I see who you are, nothing is impossible. You know, a lot of times Christian music, I mean, I don't mean to damn it in any way, but sometimes it's a little depressing. It's like, I've been through the mud, I've been through the crud, too bad I'm a dud. And it's really cool to have people singing songs what the Word has to say about you, which says that you're blessed, you're favored, you're anointed, you're qualified, because right now is the time to walk by faith. So I want to talk just real with you. You know, I saw a meme about gas prices. Gas is pretty high now. I saw this in California. Arm and a leg and both, you know. I also love this. It says, you know, when gas prices are so high, my new favorite song is This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. It's true. It's high, right? But how many of y'all old enough to remember the oil embargo back in the Carter days? Remember this, you know? I was little, but I remember the lines being so long at the gas station. And my point in saying that is we've been there before. I remember that, you know, the crash of the stock market that hit what they called Black Monday back in the day. And my dad had been praying, a man of faith, and God told him to get out of the stock market. He got his last check on Friday, and the crash hit on Monday. Can somebody say hallelujah? And then we know, you know, we all lived through what was this great, great crash of 2008, 2007. In fact, I think I got the facts there. I looked it up and it says the crash, where is that bad boy? We lived through it. I can't find it right now. But actually, the last Thursday of 2007, the Lord Jesus walked into the room where I was at, my house. Didn't see him, but I could feel him. It was the craziest feeling in the world. Every hair I had stood up. And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't wonder, don't waver, don't wait. 2008 is going to be great. While you're wondering, wavering, and waiting, people are dying and going to hell, and you're catching fish up in the St. Charles area, and I'm going to get you a boat to put them in. Well, we later, you know, in 2008, this is last Thursday, 2007, 2008, we started a church up at this beer hall, and the bank heard that we had started a church, and they called us and said, do you want to buy our building? We foreclosed on this building. Well, it's a $21 million building, and through the crash, we were able to buy it for $6.3 million, but here's the point. I asked them, when did you foreclose? They said, we foreclosed on it. We actually put those padlocks and put those chains over the doors the last Thursday, 2007. You know, the same time that they were locking it up, God was unlocking it for the people of God. And I'm here to talk to somebody today about standing in faith, walking by faith, talking by faith. And this was the great, what they called, actually found it. It says, December of 2007 to June of 2009, this was the biggest economic downturn called the Great Recession. And it lasted, it's the longest lasting recession since World War II. So I want to talk about standing in faith, particularly in these dark times. A lot of the great financial experts of our church tend to agree in talking to them, and they talk about next year being a great recession. There'll be a downturn. And what's that mean to you? Well, it means this. You need to walk by faith. You need to live by faith. But then I want to share stories with you that these are really good times. The Bible said, Ferguson, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So there's money out there. In fact, some people got so much money, instead of, they got so much money, they can just spend $44 billion and buy Twitter. Come on, somebody. I love that one meme that said, why don't you buy Facebook? Come on, somebody, and Coca-Cola while you're at it. But the whole point is there's a lot of money out there, and money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. But what I want to make sure we do at Faith Church is make sure you understand that I lived through the oil embargo of in the 1980s. I remember in 1984, my dad bought a new Corvette here in St. Louis, and he went to the showroom to buy the car. And I remember they were proud of this. They had a big like brochure on top of it, like a cardboard cutout. And it said the interest rate on this Corvette can be as low as 14%. How many of y'all think that's pretty high? But that was what it was. It was low. In fact, I put this lower calculator up there. I said, okay, if you borrow $500,000 at 4%, your payment would be that. Now watch what happens if we bring that bad boy up to 16%, because that's what home loans were at. That really happened here in America. I don't know if you've heard this term in business, they call it don't fight the Fed. The Fed is not related to the federal government. A bunch of rich guys came together, check it out, it's factual. The federal government has nothing to do with the Fed. The Fed is controlled by a bunch of rich bankers who regulate and they inflate money, they print more money, or they deflate and they allow times to get good and times to get bad, and there's a bunch of smart people who do that. A bunch of rich people, by the way. Here's my point to you. You need to be in a church where they understand business practicum and they also understand faith and realize that you can set yourself up in a recession and you can buy things cheap if you're ready. And you say, I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, I'm a tither, I'm prosperous, and I'm gonna be at the right place at the right time. Come on, Weldon, come on, Ferguson. This ain't nothing to you but good times. This means you buy a $6 million building for, you know, or $21 million billing for 6.3. There's a lot of people at our church who have tapped into this, and one of the key scriptures is this in Psalms 91. Psalms 91 says, the Lord is my fortress. Live under the protection of the Most High and stay in the shadow of God who is all powerful. Then you will say, the Lord is my fortress. You are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God and you will I trust. Not the government, not your job. Who do you trust in? God. The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. We could put hashtag COVID. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure in his faithfulness like a shield, like a shield. I say that because if you know anything about faith, the Bible says that in Ephesians 6, if you're a note taker, write that down. Read the book of Ephesians chapter 6. It says, take the shield of faith that you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. The devil's always sending darts. You're not gonna make it. Gas is expensive. So if you think gas is expensive, yeah, you're right. But if you go to the gas pump and you gripe and you complain, that does nothing. You need to set your mind up and say, you know what? God is my shield. He is my buckler. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I stand in faith because complaining about it ain't going to make you any different. It's going to make you like everybody else. He did it. Joe did it. Kamala did it. Trump did it. Who did it? I don't know. It doesn't matter who did it. You say, my income's fixed. Who fixed it? Unfix it and say, you know what? I decree and declare that my best days and blessed days are out ahead of me because God is still on the throne. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So in recession and depression, it means nothing to you. Well, my neighbor's dog five doors down starts barking, it means nothing to me. It has nothing to do with me. I see all kinds of things that had nothing to do with me. And it's not my problem. Can't see it from my house. A whole lot of not my problem. So you need to say during this economy, whole lot of not my problem. I am from a kingdom where my father is the king. So I will not participate in abortion because just against my religion. Just can't do it. Well, I won't participate in, I feel this strong, just as strong. I will not participate in recession and depression because it's just against my religion, because we can't clothe the naked, we can't feed the homeless, we can't care and bring medical care globally to other parts of the world. We can't be on television to tell people about Jesus if we're broke. So guess what? We're not broke. We live on a different system, so they can bring it up, the Fed can bring it down, and we remain the same. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Ha, ha, ha. Or is seed out begging for bread. Raise your hand if this is making sense to you. This is way better than anything on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax. That guy goes to our church, but not even there. There's nowhere. Now, verse 5, it says this. It says, you will not need to worry about dangers at night or the arrows during the day. And you won't fear disease. It'll strike in the dark, or sudden disaster at noon. Now, check this out. The war in the Ukraine, we have friends that pastor in Ukraine, and we have friends and counterpart ministries that we support, the Renners, that pastor a great church in Russia. So we have Christians, there are Christian, tongue-talking, faith-believing, singing Christians in both nations. There was a guy here a few days ago who's, if I mention his name, everybody know him. He's a well-known international preacher, and he just came on a Tuesday night and sat on the front row with me. When it was done, he began to show me videos because they have orphanages and ministries in the Ukraine, okay? And when all the bombs are going off, they had their people in there singing, this is how I fight my battles in their own language. This is how I fight my battles. And they're saying, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so when the Russian tanks were rolling through their town to destroy it, the people from his orphanage and the church, they went and stood out there in the middle, stood by faith, and the tank stopped. And they started rebuking the devil, and they started speaking the word over them. And the soldiers got out and said, we're so sorry, we don't want to do this. And they started talking to them in Russian, and they said, you don't have to do this. You can get out of this tank right now, and we will take you into the basement, get you saved, and protect you. And they took him to the basement in the Ukraine, and the Russian army stopped. Somebody ought to shout amen. This is what we do. We stand in faith. So let do what it wants to do. We stand in faith. Let gas do what it wants to do. We stand in faith. Wars and rumors of war, it does not affect us because we walk by faith and not by sight. I give you 10 seconds to praise him right now. Woo! Feels good, Ferguson. Even Weldon's going, oh, Lord Jesus. Verse 7 says, you will not be harmed though 1,000 fall around you. Financial famine. Now, there was a point, you remember this? With some of remember when the crash of 2007 hit and people were jumping out of the skyscrapers? Anybody remember this? Because young people won't remember this. They were jumping out of buildings. They lost their money, and because of the pressure, they lost their mind and they jumped out of the building. But you will not be harmed, even though 1,000 people fall around you. And with your eyes, you will see the punishment of the wicked. You say, what's going on? Does God punish people? No. Every good gift and perfect gift comes from God. So basically, if it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. All campuses, shout there with me. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad. But all God has to do is back up a little bit. And if he backs up, the devil moves in. So in America, we used to say, God bless America. Now, America doesn't bless God. So God hasn't blessed America because it's against the rule. Now, there are Americans who still bless God. There are Russians that bless God. There are Japanese, Chinese, Indians, all different nations. These nations, Iranians, a lot of them bless God. Even when the nation doesn't bless God, there should be a remnant within the nation saying, we fight for God and we fight for the house of God. We go to church. Come on, somebody. We serve Jesus. I want a better clap than that right now, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's why we got to go to church to get saved, get baptized, go to Growth Track and start serving. Because if you ain't serving, you're swerving. Look at your neighbor and say, I see your problem. Now, verse 11 says, God will command, I love this, God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will carry you in their arms and you won't hurt your feet on the stones. You will overpower the strongest lions. The highest gas prices, the biggest diabolical diseases, you will overpower them, even deadly snakes. Who said it? Thus says the Lord. I like this. If you love me and you truly know who I am, I will rescue you and I will keep you safe. When you are in trouble, call to me and I will answer you and I will protect you and I will honor you. This is how you live by faith. You say, I know what's going on in the world, but I go to church and I will know what's going on in the Word. Remember the scripture? It says, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Remember that? Remember this one? My people are destroyed for a lack of internet connection. A lack of Uber Eats. My people are destroyed for a lack of, it's what you don't know. So a lot of people love God, but they go to a church where they don't teach faith. People of faith who teach faith get a lot of heat. I have a buddy and I hesitate to mention his name because so many people hate him. His name is Joel Osteen. And so many people, it's just unbelievable. He just hates Joel and religious people hate Joel. But Joel stood in faith and when COVID hit, his job was to preach. In fact, the first time he ever went to Yankee Stadium, even before that to meet with the Yankees club owners and all that, me and Nicole were there with him. We're walking in and out, checking out the buildings, and Aaron and me and Victoria and Nicole, and we can't believe this is going to happen. Then we had the event, and over 50,000 people filled that stadium when it was just a dream, and Joel stood in faith, and I watched about 30,000 people stand up to give their lives to Jesus in one night event called the Night of Hope. Well, COVID hit and a lot of policies changed and Joel still had a dream. He knew that God wanted him to go back to Yankee Stadium. And he'd always tell him, I'm gonna go back to Yankee Stadium, I'm gonna go back. And the government said no. And the people who control the club said no. Would you believe about 2 months ago, they called up and said, we're gonna open it back up. And me and Nicole and Joel and Victoria are getting ready to go to New York to do all the publicity stuff. And we're going back to that same stadium because Joel said, no matter what the government says, no matter what the club says, somebody ought to shout amen. He said, I'm gonna stand in faith. Come on, give God praise today. So what I'm here to tell you is faith is not knowing that God can. People are always like, I know God can. I just know he can. No, you got to know he already has. And since he already has, you know that you can put your faith on it and actually the will of God can be done in your life. Remember this in that prayer, the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and glory forever. Thine is the... He said, his will be done. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, hey, get this. This is silly, but can you imagine today? Let's just go to heaven for a minute. God's up there on the throne. Jesus is at his right hand. Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, is with us. That's why today, if you go to Cracker Barrel, be like, what you in the mood for? Because he's in there, right? By the way, if you forget to pray for your food, Nicole taught me this a long time ago, because she gets so hungry, she forgets. And I got on her, she got to pray. She said, I just pray, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. But today, God, picture God, he's in heaven, Jesus is the right hand, and he's up there and said, have you seen the gas prices down there? Our kids are in trouble. We're never going to make it. No. God's not like, oh, man, it's just everybody's praying at the same time, and they're killing babies, and they're confused about this, they're confused about that. Now, the Bible said, here's what God's doing today. Anybody interested? No, like if you got a live camera feed, what is God doing today? It's kind of like we got a Ring camera, right? We're like, oh, a deer just ran past our door. Pastor Arden's coming to steal my stuff from Amazon. Come on, we found out. No. So if you got a live camera in heaven right now, the Bible said that God sits in the heavens and he laughs. You say, what's he laughing at? He ain't watching Tim Hawkins. He's up there laughing. He's laughing at what the devil's trying to do. And he goes, no, high gas prices, that's not going to work. COVID, that's not going to work. Shut the church down. They'll come back bigger than ever and start in another state. That is hilarious. I'm here to tell you, you got to believe that today. God ain't scared. Somebody ought to shout amen. Stand in faith. Walk by faith. faith, talk in faith, live in faith, spend in faith. Everything you do, do in faith. In fact, when you die, die in faith. When I die, I will die in faith. I've already got my death plan. I'm not going to die in a motorcycle accident. I'm not going to die in a plane. I don't chose how I'm going to die. I'm going to die like some of my buddies died. They died in faith. Kenneth Hagin, E.W. Kenyon, Brother Hagin told his family, he said, in about a month, I'm going to go to be with the Lord. About a month, I'm going to go. How many of y'all know that? That's pretty bold. And then he said about a week before he passed on, he said, I think this week, probably Monday, I'm probably going to go ahead and go and be with the Lord. So he told his wife, he told his daughter-in-law, Lynette, Ken Jr., all of them. He said, yeah, Monday, everybody come over to the house for a big breakfast because I'm going to have breakfast and I'm going to go. They all had a big breakfast. He said, oh, so I'm going to go get in my chair. Now, they're going to tell you, in fact, record this for everybody. They're going to say that I had a heart attack because my heart's going to have to stop. And they're going to say that I died of a heart attack, but I'm going to die after I take this nap. Hugged everybody, kissed everybody, laid down, and never woke up. And the Tulsa hospital said, Kenneth Hagin died of a heart attack. And they said, no, he didn't. He just flipped the switch. So I'm here to tell you, some of you are looking at me like a calf in a new gate. Well, I never heard of that. Well, you're hanging out with the wrong people. Get around people who choose how they're going to die. One more on the death story. My friend, Darren Carson, he pastors in Illinois. His dad told us the same thing. He told everybody, he said, hey, come up to my, he said, come up, I'm going to die next week. We're going to do a bunch of eating. He did a bunch of eating. And the last day before he died, he told me and Darren, he said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to God about giving you boys some more money. Because it's just struggling, you know. You guys trying everything you can. We'll talk to God. And I'm like, I would appreciate that. And then he said, you know what I want? We said, what? He said, I want a peanut butter parfait with the nuts in it and the chocolate. I want to eat that and visit with my grandkids. And then I'm going to go ahead and sit in the chair and go on. He had the biggest, we're all gaining weight because it's a party, right? It's his last supper. He's eating his peanut butter parfait. He's done. He sits it down. Pastor Carson lays back in his chair and he died. And 2 weeks later, somebody gave me a check for $1 million. And Darren said, how come God didn't do that for me? Because it was my dad. And I know he went up there. Somebody ought to shout amen. That's the way you die. You don't die of cancer. You die in faith. You don't die of disease because the Bible said with long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Go to a church that preaches healing, that preaches faith, because the same God that got a water out of a rock knows how to pay your gas bill. The same one that parted the Red Sea knows how to deal with. Somebody ought to help me today. Read your Bible. I got 7 minutes and 40 seconds, and then I'm going to do it at Earth City. And then I'm going to come back here and do it. And then I'm going to go back at Earth City and do it. And then I was going to say I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A, but they're closed. Joshua chapter 1, real quick. Verse 7 says, be very brave in 2022. And strong, not just brave, but strong. As you carefully obey all the instructions that Moses, my servant, commanded you, or I would say, carefully obey everything that Pastor David is preaching to you from the word and believe that. Do not deviate even a bit from it. What's that mean? You're at the gas prices? You're up there at the gas pump? And so somebody next to you goes, gas sure is expensive, isn't it? And you go, yeah, it sure is. There's always more month than money. Yeah, because that's just playing along, being politically correct. But when you say, gas sure is expensive, you go, yeah, I don't pay for it. My dad, he pays for it. I'm what you call a trust fund baby, I suppose. And they say, what you talking about, Willis? And you say, yeah. And so now you've got an opportunity to witness to people because everybody else is complaining and remaining and crying and sighing and dying. And you're like, nah, man, I don't even worry about it. I don't even tell you the truth. Don't even pay attention to it. Because guess what? The price is what the price is. And you grab it about it, ain't going to change the price unless you're going to start saffing gas in the parking lot, which can go really the wrong way if you suck too much. So never, verse 8 says, never stop speaking about the instructions of the scroll. Recite it day and night. Go to church, hear the word, carefully obey everything that is written therein, and then you will accomplish your objectives, and you will succeed. I have commanded you to be brave and strong, haven't I? Don't be alarmed or terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You go to Taco Bell, he's with you. You go to Six Flags, he's with you. You go to Neiman Marcus, he's with you. You go to Walmart, your pajamas, he's with you. He's embarrassed, but he's with you. You put on your clothes and go to Target, he's with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So you just need to go around going, my dad's with me. My daughter, she's 18, she commands me. She texted me Saturday morning. She was having a yard sale at our house. She said, I was at the gym. She said, you need to leave the gym because I need you to go to Chick-fil-A, and here is my order. And if you're not there by 10:30, breakfast is gone, and they start serving lunch. Dad, I need you to do it. I said, I got to go. And so I got my car, and I drove to Chick-fil-A. I paid for her bill, and I brought it back. And she said, oh, you're such a good dad. Oh, I love you so much. She did not reimburse me with the money that she was getting out of her mom's stuff. Somebody ought to shout amen. She's selling lamps, $100 lamp for $2, because she don't care, because she doesn't know anything about money. All she knows is, my dad's got this. So when she goes to the gas pump, my dad's got this. When she goes to eat, she knows, I'm with my dad. I'm here to tell you that you have a father. I said, my dad's got this. I can't afford the house. My dad got this. I can't afford the gas. My dad got this. I can't afford Chick-fil-A. My dad got this. You stand in faith. That's your job. His job is to supply all your needs. Is anybody feeling what I'm feeling right now? I feel it in my hands. I know what Jeremiah said. I feel like fire shut up in my bones. You know why you're feeling good? Because this is the word. The Holy Ghost is in you going, believe that. When Nicole was pregnant with Ashton, she's like, the baby's moving. MJ in Florida. And she'd go, oh, Petey, feel it. Little Liam's. They wouldn't tell us his name. That's why I named him Baby Bishop. He's moving. When I start preaching the word, that Holy Ghost starts moving in you. And you got to believe that, because you're anointed. Now listen, the anointing on your life attracts attacks. It attracts troubles. This is confirmation that you're on the right track. Some of you, it was so hard for you to get to church today, and you fought hell and hot water, but you made it. And you came in kind of like this, oh God. People are like, you new here, you need a red bag? No, I ain't new, I've been here for 6 months. I done had 4 red bags, I don't need a red bag. I just made it. But then all of a sudden the word starts getting you back together. You start getting yourself back up. And then all of a sudden you start walking out with a pep walk. You're like, yo, give me some red bags, homie. Because I limped in, but I'm walking out because I walk in faith. Ooh, yeah. Now, last scripture, I got to hurry. Malachi 3. I've been messing around, jacking around with you guys so much, and I'm running out of time. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. I will rebuke inflation. Inflation is economic increase as far as it costs you more money to buy the same thing. That's called inflation. He said, I'll rebuke it. So let's go back and find out what we got to do to rebuke it. Verse 8 says, will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, wherein have you robbed me? In tithes and offerings. So you're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me. Even the whole nation. Bring all the tithe to the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now, test me now, says the Lord of hosts, that I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing, there will not even be room enough for you to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy, not God, he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So if we want rebuke the devourer, that word translated in Hebrew actually means eater, referring to locust and caterpillars eating the fruit. But God said, gas prices? No, won't rebuke them. But you are in charge of you. You were in charge of brushing your teeth today. Your mom probably wasn't there to tell you if you're over 20. How many of y'all, you did brush your teeth today? That's not good, guys. Some of you like, I don't brush my teeth. I got false teeth. I suck my dentures. I'm good. That is a nice thing about having false teeth is you know when it's cold in your room, because when you sit up next to the bed and they chatter, you know it's cold up in this room. So you're in charge of what you say. So remember the Bible said this, you're snared by the words of your mouth, you eat good by the fruit of your lips. So what we do is we go, gas prices really are high. What does that got to do with you? You can't change it unless you own an oil well. You can't do anything about it. So griping only makes your brain go, prepare. Remember we talked about the mind a lot. Prepare for being broke. Don't tithe. Don't give. Don't spend. No. Your dad got this. So you don't gripe about it. Instead, you say, when you're tempted to say, and we see this illustrated. I'm trying to rush because I'm 17 seconds over now. Here's what you guys do. Just pray that the cops are blinded as I go to the other campus. I do love it. Every once in a while we get pulled over and they see my mic and they see me and they go, Pastor David, I'm so sorry. Let us escort you. And I'm like, you're blessed, my son. God forbid we find an atheist. Come on, somebody. Now, you guys are just, this crowd, you guys are bad for time. You just, it's like a comedy club. It's like you guys been drinking. So here, you're in charge of you as I close. So you need to say, that gas has nothing to do with me. And don't you dare say, I can't buy a house right now because all the houses, there's people buying a house at our church. Somebody just bought one Tuesday at our church. They're on staff. They get paid weekly, very weekly. Somebody offered $10,000 more than Brandon and Rosa offered, $10,000 more. And they were already pre-approved and Brandon and Rosa were not pre-approved. But somehow, they don't know how it happened. I don't know why. I'm not even a believer, but something told me to go ahead and go with Rosa and Brandon. So they came to the staff meeting, and they said, and we went in, and she's pregnant. She's like about 7 months pregnant. And she said, we went in, and we were dreaming that it could be ours, but we had no idea that it could be ours. But then when I saw the nursery, and it was already done, and we're going into women's conference, and I just knew that we were busy, but God knew, you're going into women's conference. I got you, girl. You're going to have your baby, and you're already going to have a nursery, and you're going to have the money, and they're moving about 5 miles from church instead of 45. Somebody ought to get excited about this. 45 minutes away. Remember this song? Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I believe. Right? These are the songs that we sing. Stand up with me. I have a couple questions to ask you. How many of y'all ready to stand in faith? How many of y'all ready to walk by faith? Come on, Ferguson. Well, then y'all participate. Don't just look at the screen. How many of y'all believe that God is about to do something supernatural in your life?
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.